What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The following content is not suitable for children.
Sex tips from our listeners.
Yeah, Lori, let's do it.
Woo! Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
Uberlube. It's a luxury lubricant. Can you say that three times fast? Uberlube luxury lubricant. You know, basically, it's pure silicone bliss. It is made from superior ingredients. It has skin-soothing vitamin E, and it goes on just like natural moisture, and it lasts a long time. There's no drip. Their glass bottles are truly beautiful. You can leave them on your bedstand. I do. No problem. Nobody notices. And it's basically like this thin, slippery silicone formulation. It reduces friction, which is great, but it doesn't reduce sensation, and it stays slippery long enough for lasting pleasure. They have travel-friendly, toughened glass bottles. You can slip it in your gym bag. You can slip it in your purse. You can be ready whenever. Try Uberlube, the silicone lubricant, at uberlube.com. Use the code FOREPLAY for 10% off. Really, it is the best lubricant on the market.
I always love when our listeners are engaged and kind of trying to help us, pointing out things we miss. You know, there's only certain things two people can see. When you've got a whole audience of thousands, we get to kind of keep pushing this mission forward.
Yes, and we appreciate you so much. The biggest compliment to us is if you would share with a friend our work, because we think that this conversation we're having, we don't know anybody else who's having that conversation about how you talk to each other sexually on a regular basis. So thank you, and thanks for participating. We sent a query on Instagram, which is foreplay_sex therapy podcast. Please join us there, too. We would love to have you there. And we do a lot of visual stuff there. George and I are starting to record ourselves, and we're hoping to put our live video, just little clips out on there. You know, George, I got to say, when we post a picture of you on Instagram, we get so much feedback. Like, that guy does not look like how he sounds. That is the biggest mismatch.
I'm not a 70-year-old man. What's going on here?
You sound like this craggy sailor with your accent, you know? And then you're like this young guy. It's like crazy.
Yeah, I'm not young on the inside. Maybe that's why it's coming out a little craggly.
You're not young on the inside?
When we do trainings, I mean, it is, you feed off the audience. I'm, you know, we're always asking for that participation. And it's the same thing with this podcast. When people reach out and let us know what's going on, it gives us so much energy. And I also want to thank our patrons, right? The people that are investing in.
Gosh, yes. You know, thank you. We want to grow this.
We would love to kind of get someone on staff. Someone could do some of this work. I mean, if we can keep growing this. I mean, I saw a couple the other day. You know, they've been struggling. They've never talked about sex. And all of a sudden, they're having this conversation and their life changes.
Yeah.
And they've just never had the help to talk about it.
Yeah.
So to know what we're doing, that people are investing in us and in this mission, you know, we're going to move on. Who knows what happens? The mission needs to keep going, right? This is bigger than all of us. So,
exactly.
You know, people that join us
thank
and our
you.
Patrons and support us, thank
and,
you. Please
and thank
join
you,
us.
Rebecca, who's manning our social media. And, you know, we've actually had a lot of social media managers. Krista Bradley, she's kind of back too. She might jump in here after she gets done helping me out at work. But Rebecca has done a great, beautiful job. She's an EFT therapist, and she really has had the most attuned ear when she listens to us. She also adds editing suggestions. She designs the Instagram posts. I mean, she is really smart and attuned, I think, to the work that we're trying to communicate, both visually and just helping us with the editing too and getting it across to people what we're doing here. So thank you, Rebecca.
It takes a village.
It does.
It takes a village. So let's get into these ideas from our listeners.
Okay.
Spicing it up.
Woo-hoo. So I'm going to read something. Let's see. Janis Like Joplin says, toys, basically, right? And toys make it so much fun. And it shortens kind of the average time for a woman. You know, maybe it takes women if manually and with oral sex and no toys involved, probably about 40 minutes to reach orgasm. But with a toy, boom.
It's one of the simplest tries solutions. I'm always amazed at what a vibrator can do to a couple that's been stuck for years, and just to kind of change the energy and give people success where they're not normally having success. And the only thing stopping people is having this conversation about it. They're afraid it's going to insult the person, or it's like, you know, my penis isn't enough. I mean, we need to get over this stuff and have more fun in the bedroom. I mean, it's not such a serious thing we make it into. That's what a negative cycle wants to do, turn it into this heavy, fearful thing. When, you know, it's designed for play and for fun. And, you know, toys are part of fun. So, again, it's got to be aligned with your values, whatever works. But that's, I think, a really a big part of what we're sharing here, Lori. Like, have some fun. If you wanted to do tic-tac-toe with each other, you want to paint on each other, I don't care what it is, have a little bit more fun in this damn bedroom. Or maybe not in the bedroom. How about that?
How about not in the bedroom every once in a while? Yeah, exactly. So this person, Neil Moss, says, make sex a habit. Unexpected benefits will continuously spring forth. I agree, Neil, 100%. Because it's, you know, it's out of the regularity of sex that your body is kind of accustomed to getting naked, to being touched, to feeling pleasure, that then you can reach those high highs. I don't think that probably in long-term partnered sex, the high high is every single time, but it's, you know, if you're not having sex, there's this resistance that you're coming against. And I think especially as a woman, you know, I think so many women, it's like it's been a while since they've taken their clothes off, or, you know, they're feeling anxious about their body or whatever. But just having that contact, that skin on skin contact, just makes you kind of crave it, makes you want it. And having regular orgasms. Yes, yes, yes. Make sex a habit.
Yes, yes.
Please.
Habit.
Please. I like that.
I like that. The intentionality of it, right? To do that, you both have to be very intentional. It's okay to schedule sex. That's part of the routine. You build it into your life like you build anything else. And couples that are doing that are having a lot more success. And I love what you're saying, that there's something about getting all these reps in and this kind of consistency that allows you to know each other in your own body in a way that you might not just hooking up and going all over the place. We have so much focus on novelty and excitement, which is good too, but there's something about the depth of being with somebody, knowing the nuances that you could, knowing yourself in a different way. Like, to invest in that is such a beautiful thing.
And I think just regular sex, you know, keeps us regulated. You know, having a regular orgasm, it's like calmer, better, there's connection. Orgasms release oxytocin. There's a chemical that gets released that bonds us with the person we're having sex with. So,
and there's a reason why Lori and I are doing this podcast, right? Two sexual pursuers. Why can't the whole world just want to have more
sex? Why don't they get it, George?
Get it. Come on. Let's go. Right? And so, you know, we get all you withdrawers out there.
And we do not.
You got to have success.
Yep. You got to have success. And our heart is to help you so that it's safe and you have great experiences too. But I think for us, we get the let's make it a habit.
That's a good one. We got two good ones right out of the gate, Lori. What else you got for me?
So MT Kara Kara, what a cool like name. Relax. Let your mind experience past and present pleasure concurrently. Woof, with flames and hearts. Love this. Say hot, George.
Hot.
That's the sexy accent. The mind, the body, and the heart. Absolutely. Let your mind experience all of these things, right? Your mind is, I think, generating what she's talking about. I think this is a woman. What she's talking about is generating pleasure using your mind, thinking about the past and the present and letting it just kind of merge all together, flashing through sexy scenarios with your partner, you know, in your own experience. I think that can be very hot.
Yeah, and I love the first word she used, relax. It's a word I never even associated with sex. To me, it was everything but relaxed. You know, it was an exercise, it was a performance. Pressure. It was like, you know, we're going to change the world here with this act. But, you know, this emphasis, and this, we know the research on great lovers, and they all talk about the importance of being relaxed, being in the present moment, in your body. You know, using all your senses that, you know, yeah, this is so important to take that moment to relax yourself, you know, to be in that present moment. Really good advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Blackline Inc. says gray sweatpants with a wink. Ooh, I think those are some sexy gray sweatpants that they are fantasizing about, don't you think?
I have no idea what they're talking about. I hear weren't gray sweatpants. So let's get my imagination going. What am I missing here with gray sweatpants?
What about hot gray yoga sweatpants or something? I don't know.
Maybe it's the vision of taking the sweatpants off that's kind of doing
it. Yeah, and like what's underneath those sweatpants?
That's the imagination like that's going.
The sweatpants kind of cover up the body, and then it's like, woo, I know what's hiding under those sweatpants. Yep. Yeah, or it could be a woman who's thinking about a man and hot gray sweatpants.
Yeah. Notice what it's doing to us. It's working great. It's opening up the imagination. It's opening up conversation. It's like, what the heck do they mean here? It could mean this. It could mean this. And look at how we're expanding the frame, right? Which is what sex is all about, expanding that frame. Good job with the gray sweatpants. Yeah, I got to try that sometimes. One out.
I've seen you in gray sweatpants, George. I don't know. You might need to try something else there, buddy. Okay, I've got stamina, says text about it throughout the day. Flirt and imagine leading up to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hot. Just kind of the lead up, the arousal all day long, kind of thinking about that. That's very hot.
Again, another thing I didn't recognize, how important anticipation is. Right, building that anticipation before the act, right? That's the foreplay that can start days before. So yeah, those texts, those notes, those little innuendos, right? That's so awesome. Like, a lot of people don't think about it. It's just like, all right, we're in bed, let me reach over. It's like, oh, we had all day where we could have set that one up. So yeah. Again, these are just people being more intentional. I love these ideas.
And I think that anticipation is what we do when we're first together. Mm-hmm. It's like we're imagining it, and we're always imagining it, and we're always open to it. I mean, we go out on a date and we know we're going to have sex that night. And so we're hoping to have sex that night. But generally, right,
where's the kiss going to happen? Where are we going to go? Yeah,
you
all
know, where's
of that
the
stuff?
First touch? All of that is, I mean, I think this is what women say. It's like, I want to feel what I felt when I was first dating. It's really not biochemical. It's the drug of anticipation. Mm-hmm. They were thinking about that night. They were thinking about flirting. They were thinking about touching. They were thinking about being touched. They were thinking about being ravaged. You know, all of that is the anticipation that builds desire. And I think for men too, but I don't know, men need it as much. Maybe in a long-term relationship, they're up for it. No pun intended.
No, I think the anticipation of your partner wants it too, if you're both anticipating it. You know, so many men, it's like, you're not in a mood, you're just doing this. Like, that anticipation frees both people up from that, you know, mm-hmm. that cycle. So, you know, you get a text from your partner saying, hey, I'm just thinking about your butt today. and all of a sudden your brain is like, oh yeah, and then let me shoot you back something I'm thinking about. And it's like, it's priming both people to experience the encounter outside the routine, which is, you know, sometimes we can get stuck in these routines.
Yeah. I like what you're saying. Meeting a partner who's been anticipating you all day, that's hot. That's a great feeling, right? They want you. They've let you know. That is great.
And we all want our partner to do it, but we don't have to want to be the one who takes the risk, and we try to play it safe. But yeah, what this guy's saying is, yeah, put it out there.
Flirt.
Start that process earlier, the flirting. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, flirting is so fun. Okay, Wonderland Tea. Ooh, their body is a wonderland. Communication on your wants, needs, and desires. Also listening to your partner on the same subject. This is a ringer, right? This is a foreplay listener. They clearly put this in there, just wanting to advertise us.
Nice.
Communication on your wants, needs, and desires. This is such vulnerability. I think this is the most vulnerable, intimate thing. And I want to talk to you about something with EFT and therapy about this.
Let's do that when we come
back. We'll come back. George, do you need luxury bedding?
Ooh, baby.
Cozy Earth has best-selling bamboo sheets. And I love cotton. I love Egyptian cotton. But I didn't believe anything could be this incredibly soft. But these bamboo sheets take it to another level, I'm telling you.
Who don't want to go to another level in bed?
Exactly. And, you know, Cozy Earth has like a bedding collection that has luxury pillows and sheets and blankets and more stuff. It's so good. I just think, you know, get ahead of your spring cleaning here with fresh new bed linens from Cozy Earth, because they are the highest quality fabric you will find on the market. And I'm serious about sheets. I have bought them for every bed in my house.
Even though
my kids aren't home, I like any guest that comes is going to be treated to Cozy Earth sheets. Also, think about it. It's a great gift for Mother's Day. It's just soft on your skin. It's incredibly luxurious. So good.
Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for our listeners today, up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code FOREPLAY, FOREPLAY.
Cozy Earth, get some soft sheets. Time to power up with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit.
I love you can get good, healthy food in under 2 minutes.
I like it. I've been using the keto stuff because I try that to give up on carbs, giving them up for Lent. And, you know, it's what to me as a busy person is so great is it's fresh. It's in my refrigerator. 2 minutes later, I am eating.
How about that? I want to cut back on takeout. Get Factor instead.
Factor is cheaper than takeout as well, G.
And they got a lot of variety, right? Over 34 chef-prepared meals weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
Good options.
Exactly. You can get breakfast, egg bites, smoothies, lunch, and dinner. You know, you don't have to plan everything. You just get to choose. You don't have to grocery shop. You're just done, which is so good. It's clean eating without a hassle.
So imagine the old microwave Salisbury steaks, except healthy for you.
Exactly. So head to factormeals.com/foreplay50 and use the code foreplay50 to get 50% off your first box.
Almost giving them away for free. 50% off. That's code foreplay50 at factormeals.com/foreplay50.
Get 50% off your first box.
So this is, again, the excitement being triggered by our listeners, right? Mm-hmm. The last comment around communication, the mission of this podcast, getting people to talk about it. We talk so much about best sex conversations and incorporating more and more into these conversations. The more we have to talk about, the better it is. So keep firing away, listeners. What do you got?
Yes. Okay. So Matt Creative says, take your time. Tease and let the anticipation build. There it is again, that anticipation. But that word tease, just tease alone, don't you think that's like a sexy word?
It's a nice one, yeah.
It's a good word. It is good word, Matt. I get you.
Just try it today with your partner. Just throw that word tease out.
Oh, here's a really good one. Dinsey Lindsay. Okay, Dinsey Lindsay. Great name. That's kind of a sexy name too. Give yourself an alter ego for sex. Bring it out whenever you aren't feeling confident or present. That's a role play, right? That's a way to say, I have this sexual part of myself. Maybe I'm not as confident, but in role play or my alter ego can kind of pretend to be something or be more aggressive or suggest things that I would not suggest in other times, you know? Yeah, that is awesome idea.
We're a big fan of, hopefully we're demonstrating that too, role plays, just trying things out. We know people change through the experience. You got to do something. It's not enough just to talk. You got to put that talk into action.
Yes.
Right. So having these role plays, trying on new things, stretching yourself, getting outside your comfort zone, right? That's not going to happen on its own. And couples that set that up intentionally through role plays, I think is a great idea. I mean, I love when me and you are role playing. I get to be a sexual withdrawer. I get to be, you know, I get to be all these different people. And the more I can tap into that, the more I can kind of find those parts of myself and kind of learn how to bring them into my relationship.
Right. And I would say all of us kind of have all of this some of the time.
Yep,
you know, exactly. There are times that certainly, though I identify more as a sexual pursuer, there are times that I'm a sexual withdrawer. You know, maybe my feelings are so hurt, I'm just turned off. Or, you know, I mean, all of us know, and then we can have compassion for our partner who may be different, or our friends or our clients. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I like this. Faith fulfilling. Is it faithful fling? Full fling. So it's faithfuling. Okay. Faithfuling suggests role play dates. A faithful fling is the way to go. So this is, they're talking about have a fling with your partner, right? Ooh, that's so sexy. I do think that, you know, when I talk to people who have affairs, they spend so much money and so much time setting up sexual encounters. I'm like, you know, if you'd spent 25% of that time and money and energy on your partner, you might have had the sex life that was worth having.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think one of my favorite ideas is to go meet your partner at a bar and have some drinks with them and pretend they're a stranger and pick them up. I think that's a really sexy idea, a really sexy role play. You know, like what would you say if you were new again and you didn't know them so well, and could they pick you up, you know? Could they work hard enough to pick you up? I mean, all of that. I just think that's really sexy.
Again, another role play. People are bringing a lot of playfulness into these suggestions, right? They're trying to invigorate with just some fresh energy. That energy, you have the best of both worlds when you have the safety of the person you love and you're bringing in this fresh energy to kind of harness it. It's really cool stuff.
Yes. Sarasaurus Rex. That's funny. Like, that's a good name. She must like dinosaurs. Shut off your thinking brain and just feel the sensations. You can tune into pleasure so much easier. She's got it down. Yeah, that is so true, especially the thinking critical brain, right? That is watching yourself. I'm not getting aroused. I'm not hot enough. Whatever that criticism is, ooh, turn that off and then turn into sensation.
Oh, the distracted brain is still doing a laundry list of things, right?
Yeah.
Turning that off and getting back into your body.
Do you think that men have a distracted brain as much?
I do. Testosterone helps.
Yeah.
Helps to focus. But no, I think a lot of men, that's, you know, if they're thinking about their performance, are they doing it right? Are they touching right? Or is this the right time? Am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? All of that stuff is, you know, it's getting them out of the present moment, right? Mm-hmm. That's anticipating the bad sense of anticipating. It's anticipating threat. And then our body starts to have a threat response. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, a couple of our listeners ever saying the same thing, relax, let go, surrender, be part of something bigger than yourself. Your body knows what to do. Just give it a chance to do what it needs to do, right? That's that surrendering, really being in the present moment. That sex is mindfulness, right? Sex is about intentionally being in the present moment. You don't get more in the present moment than being kind of connected to somebody else in the act of sex. So I think it's, again, really nice advice.
Nice. CAB, 2001. C-A-B, 2001. It looks like a male, and he says, motion of the ocean, baby. I get it. that hit me.
What do you get?
I got that. I got that. That's like intercourse when it's really working and, you know, your hips are coming together in the right sort of way and it's like flowing and it's, woo, that one got me.
Well, how do you get the motion in the ocean if, you know, you need some feedback some of the time, right?
What
I think
mean?
Everybody wants
what
do you to
mean?
Do the motion.
What feedback do men need? What are you saying?
I've always heard that saying. It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean, right?
Oh,
that was
yeah.
like a saying
yeah.
I've heard forever, and it's like, I don't know anybody having sex that doesn't want to be in the motion in the ocean, like flowing like that. But yeah, how do you get there? How do you know you're there? How do couples kind of make it easier to get back to that place? Like, how does that become more of a marker? I know as a therapist, I'm always looking for physical markers, evidence in session that things are changing. Like, I'm just trying to think out loud with you. How do we get some of that evidence that says, no, that is the motion in the ocean? Like, that is the very thing, you know. Is it just an intuitive thing? Is it something that people, it's helpful to talk about with each other?
Oh, I think it's helpful to talk about. Absolutely. I mean, I hear men talk about that they really like it when a woman kind of does a mini tuck and meets him when they're having intercourse. Like, that pelvic tuck is like really exciting to him because it hits him, you know. And I hear women say different.
Tucks up or tucks down?
A tuck up, kind of. Sort okay. of like. It's like an ab workout, you know, you're just pulling up a little bit.
So when he's thrusting in, she's thrusting down?
She's thrusting up.
Thrusting up. So what's
thinking if he's on top and then she's kind of tucking her pelvis toward him, okay. just like at the same moment that he's hitting her inside, sort of the deepest part inside, and she tucks up. That's a good solid connection.
Okay.
Or I think for women, and we're just, you know, sex is bigger than intercourse, but we're talking about intercourse right now. You know, it could be many things. I mean, I think sometimes for a woman, it's not faster, harder. It's slower. It's being able to feel. I mean, it could be anything, and it could be anything in any moment. But getting in the motion of the ocean, you got to talk about what you're wanting right in that moment. Like, slow down, baby, or give it to me hard, or whatever, you know. She's got to say, and he's got to say, you know, rock your pelvis toward me or get on top and whatever it is that they want.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. I mean, I think people have always experienced in that flow state at different mm-hmm. times, but not really sure what both were doing to get into that state, which then makes it harder to replicate it. So yeah. That communication, again, it's saying, you know, actually... You know, when I'm thrusting deep and your pelvis thrusting up, like, there's something about the timing of that that's really pretty damn special. Mm-hmm. Right? That's just good information. So I don't know any couples that talk that specifically, but let's...
Okay, well, let's have them do that. That's your homework assignment. What do you like in actual intercourse? Like, what's the motion of the ocean for you? And it could be lots of different things.
Yeah, different
We don't want to limit you. We don't want to say there's one motion of the ocean, but maybe you could... talk about, hey, this last time you did it, you were doing this. And I think angles are really important during sexual intercourse. I know for a lot of women, they can climax, not a lot, 18%, I think. I just recently heard the news stat, 18% of women can climax through sexual intercourse, but they're lining it up somehow. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, are their legs open? Are their legs wrapped around his hips? You know, what makes it so that she feels that deep connection? Or, you know, or is it she's on top and touching herself? George, I had a guy friend once talk about his wife doing that. And he was like, that's so lame. I'm like, that sounds really hot to me. Why are you thinking that's so lame? He's like, I should be enough. I'm like, oh man, you are so ignorant. You know, like, well, if your wife is willing to touch yeah. herself in front of you and while she's on top of you having intercourse, it's like, I think he should say, "Wah, yahoo!"
It is the single reason. It is the single reason I am doing this podcast. Is when I heard that stat that 18% of women only have orgasms. I was like, "What the hell is wrong with our culture that we're not telling men and women this? That we're putting all this pressure on an act that's not going to lead to the." Thing that, you know, a lot of women are looking for.
Yeah.
Where men are expecting them to have her and feeling like they're failing when they're not. Right. So yes. To get just better information out there that says, you know, and that's still hugely important to have intercourse. Right. But maybe something needs to happen afterwards or before. Or yes. If you could be stimulating your clitoris while you're on top of your partner and you orgasm that way together. I mean, why would you not do that?
Why would you not do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously there's ignorance out there. I think the culture says intercourse alone is how women climax. And if it doesn't happen that way, you're a failure or she's a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always say this. Women come in and they tell me, I ask them, do you have orgasms? They're like, yeah, but not the real way. I'm like, oh, no. What do you think the real way is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sad.
I think how many years I did therapy, even if I would talk about sex, I would never ask, did you have orgasms? Right. And again, it's such an important question because having sex without having orgasms, it's training your body that's sex doesn't get the reward that it should lead to, right? And so we can do a whole nother podcast on that, but just give yourself the best chance to have that.
So I'm going to tell one that I think I've told before, but it was a client who told me, and this was 2 decades ago. So last one here was, she said she picked her husband up in a limo at the airport when he was returning. And she was a brunette, and she was in a blonde wig. And she, like, I guess it was one of those limos that has the black glass or something in between the driver and her. And they had sex driving around the Beltline. I was like, that is hot. I didn't say that in session,
of course.
Stuff you see in a movie. I did not say that in session, but I was thinking, okay, you are seriously creative, girl.
I love the creativity. And I think that's the whole point of what I heard so many of our listeners giving us feedback. They were all being creative in their own way. And when you're being creative, you're bringing that energy into the relationship, into the sexual encounter. And that's what keeps it alive. Whatever form it looks like, and it could look different for every person, you know, you got to be creative. You got to stay engaged. You just can't, like, just go through the motions and take it for granted. It's like anything else. You got to put the work in and the fun and the play and keep it hot, y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY, the number 4, play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.